really dry. Be happy, you Hiroshima. The word there for dry is Hiro. You say Hiro. Be happy, you Hiroshima. Be happy, you Hiroshima. Your mouth is too big. Don't have you come connected. Come connected is the word for big. You say come connected. Don't have you come connected. Are you making fun of me? That would be just non-slingo. That would be just non-slingo. The hard word is kiss. You say kiss. That would be just non-slingo. I'm not making fun of you. Come on, this is non-singanga. Come on, this is non-singanga. Come on, this is non-singanga. Don't get mad at me. Gumbian Kazistan. The long word is Kazistan, Kazistan. That word means mad. Gumbian Kazistan. Gumbian Kazistan. I'm just joking with you. Sao hingandeng isidenga. The long word is isiden. Isiden. That long word means joke. Sao hingandeng isidenga. Sao Hingandeng isidenga. Don't get cranky with me. Gumbianang satsistang. The long word is atsis. He says atsis. That word means cranky. Gumbian ang satsistang. Gumbian ang satsistang. Be nice to me. Bian ang labi. Long word is labi. You say labi. That word means nice. Dians ang labi. Dians ang labi. Sometimes try and be happy all day. Jakat sing sasko kudungan latang. Jakat sing sasko kudungan latang. The long word is jacket, jacket, you say jacket. That word means sometime. Jacket sings asko kudungan latam. I can't be happy all day, you're too bad. Kudungan labe on ramzan den dong eaten. The long word dong eat, that word means bad. Sasku kudunga lade on the Amtuana Dung Dong eating. Sing Sasku kudunga lade on Amtuana Dung Dong eating. It's you that's so bad and you blame everyone else. The long word is kalat, you say kalat. That word means other people. Alat kutang at the gun. You look real funny if you sit around smiling all day. Sing Sasquan, then think it was the Lunan cargo or Sasana. The long word is Sing Sasquan. That word means all the. Sing Sasku and then think it was the Ganka, Gasinagunga. Sing Sasku and then think it was the Ganuka, Gasinagun. He's trying to get me mad. Be chilgu il chistruga. Be chilgu il chistruga. Be chilgu il chistruga. That's the old hideaway of saying he's trying to get me mad. You very seldom ever hear Haida Dapu anymore. That's the old way of saying he's trying to get me mad. That's the really old Haida way of talking. Be kilgu il kistruka. In today's Haida, you're going to hear it very different than that. In today's Haida, if you say he's trying to get me mad, in today's Haida, you're going to hear it this way. Laudi Jing Kasi is the Shunstang. That's the way you'll hear it in today's Haida. Lao Di Jing Kasi is the Shun Sang. So the old Haida way of talking is a great deal different than the way we talk Haida today. We're slowly but surely losing the old Haida way of talking. There's many things in the old Haida that you don't ever hear in today's Haida. Today's Haida become very different from the real Haida way of talking. What the damn hell are you smiling about? I dare you on the things casket one. That's the word Titus use in a mad way when he says casket. Slap him in the face enough for him to see red. That's another way of the Haida's way of talking when they're mad. Hanga langatla sarkasti. That sarkasti part means to see red. Way of the Haida talking when they're mad. Hanga langa tla sarkasti. That's a kasti. That's the part that means hit him hard enough to see red. Hanga langa tla sarkasti. Better be ready because that's fight talk. Grab him and sit the heck out of him. Le hadasanga alki na hadisi. Don't ask me what na hadisi means because I don't know. That's the mad way of Haida talk. Le hadisanga ki nahadisri. Nahadisri. That's a hard word. Nahadisri. You say nahadisri. It's kind of hard for even me to say that. Nahadisri. Le hadisanga ki nahadisri. Grab him and bang his head around. Le hadisanga ki ankatangit. That means to bang his head around. Te ankadangit. That's a long word there. Te ankadangit. Le hadasanga lke ankadangit. Grab him and push him all over the place. Le hadisanga al daiding it. The long word is daiding it. Daiding it. That part means to push him around. Le hadisanga al daiding it. Le hadisanga da'iding it. That's just Haida way of talking, don't Don't push anybody around. Pick them up and throw them into the ground really hard. Glaidanga kage e u kesh aitri. Glaidanga kage e u kesh aitri. I think this aitri means to throw them into the ground really hard. I think that's what it means. Just a song to get a little crazy. There is no swear words in the Haida language, but in the olden ways of talking Haida, this, it can get very cruel. When the old timers are mad, they can say very cruel things in the Haida language. So these are some of the things I remember from way back. Grab him and squeeze the heck out of his neck. Lea Hadazanga al Halgalash Kote Rossi. Long word is Skotit. Say Skotit. That part means to squeeze the heck out of his neck. Le Hadazanga al Halgalash Kote Rossi. Grab his hand and squeeze the heck out of his hand. Take his gift on us, take it to the industry. The word this, said to the, that's kind of a hard word to say, to the. He said, "Tlipid." That word means to squeeze. "Tlipid" means squeeze. The stick is just down now, the stick is "Tlipid" or "Stick." The stick is just down now, the stick is "Tlipid" or "Stick." Down and rub his face in the mud. etwas gedanken, das allgeehrte anderen nicht. The long word is da annanit. You say da annanit. That part means to stick his face in the mud. Okay, this gedanga is al geel da annanit. Okay, this gedanga. Find out how tough I am. De chawal gudang andang gudal. De chawal gudang andang gudal. You won't hear that word chawal, not in today's Haida. These are the ways I used to listen to old people talk. Slap him in the face and make him see black. hung out, I saw the gates. Many years ago, when I used to sit and listen to old people talk, this is the way they used to talk in a mad way, fighting way. That's how I used to hear them, old people, when I listened to them telling stories, and we listened to how these people talk a long time ago. That's the way they talk when they were mad. Many, many years back, the nephews used to live with their uncles. That was the hideaway of the nephews growing up. The nephews always lived with an uncle. So the years back, the uncles had half many nephews used to be very well off in line of food. The uncle's nephews would get all everything they need in line of food. So in that way they were very well off, these uncles with a lot of nephews. And when I listen to these old stories, there was a rule that was kept very strongly by the Haida people. The nephew never ever did anything on his own. All the orders came from the uncle. When the uncle gives an order to any one of the nephews, it has to be done, regardless of what the order may be. A nephew could never say no to an uncle. Whatever the uncle's orders were, it had to be kept by the nephew. And these rules from many years back was very strongly kept by the Haida people. So the nephews had to do what they were told to do, regardless of what it may be. Even if they had to face death, they're still going to step out and keep the orders of their uncle. And that was the hideaway of our people many years ago.
Who to go?
Daden ist hinnen gegangen. Gemütlich wohnen, genau das geht, genau da gegangen. Kann Kilk ihr schon gegangen. Hutschu ist gehabt, hinnen gegangen.
Used to live with their uncle.